1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Just a very quick reminder that tonight there will be a repeat of Teachers. The first episode, if you missed it, will be on tonight at 9:30 on NBC. That show, of course, starring not only Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Sarah Shahi, Matt Winston, Kali Rocha, and Dionne Richmond, but also your pal, Phil Hendry. You can see me in all of my fat glory tonight at 9:30 on NBC on Teachers. And, oh, we'll give you a little ratings review later on in the program as to Tuesday night show. Our second episode, I've got some of the ratings data. We'll break it down, we'll tear into it, and we'll see what we can come up with as Teachers continues its phenomenal role there on NBC. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Moon and Other Colonies, On to the Moon, Space and Other Colonies, actually is the name of a book by Gary Garrett. It's out in hard copy. And Mr. Garrett joins me on our newsmaker line tonight about space and the colonization of space. Now, you talk, and first of all, welcome to our program, sir.
Very much a pleasure to be on your program. Thank you.
You talk about the criminal waste of money and time going to the moon and then not using the moon for oring, uranium, mining, and so forth, and not using the moon as a colonization outpost. Can you sort of just expand on that a little bit, Gary?
I certainly feel, well, we know that the Earth's resources are finite, and the global warming effect that is being felt increasingly at the polar caps and in the extremes of both hemispheres, these are very real. We know that it is only a matter of time before our world is a place of uninhabitable atmosphere and environment. In 1969, the United States of America first set foot on the moon. We succeeded in our moon expeditions for six additional years. And then the project was abandoned. And now we see that we need that aspect of the space program again.
The moon is not inhabitable. It's not. There is no atmosphere there for colonization, correct?
Well, the moon is most certainly habitable, Phil, if we utilize technologies of biospheric manipulation, greenhouse gases that can, in the cases of the moon, can create oxygen and eventually an atmosphere. But we're running out of time. We're running out of time enough to begin testing that is necessary, to begin quantifying elements needed to produce a livable atmosphere on the moon.
Now, I need to bring up at this time, Mr. Garrett, because this is a part of your story. You appear on a couple of deadbeat dad websites, don't you?
I do, but that is not why I came on your program. You know, I came on your program.
No, I know that, but it's public knowledge that you're on two websites as being a deadbeat dad.
I do, and that's for perhaps another radio show, although I don't think it's really anyone's concern other than my family's. There are reasons for that. I came on your program tonight to talk about the urgent need to look at the colonization purposes of space. Otherwise, to tie it into what you just said, that the problem of women exploiting men for so-called child support money would be academic.
Yeah, but it's true that you owe a figure given here by the State Department of Human Resources, $112,000 in child support?
Well, whatever the figure is, it's been created by the government of a state that will not be here to collect the money once the warming of our atmosphere creates a carbon dioxide overload. And
your book and your work is important to you, and you have said the fact that you are on two deadbeat dad websites is not the least bit of a concern to you.
No. It's not a concern to me because it's only a concern to me that it detracts from the vital work that I feel I'm doing and a handful of other people in warning the governments of this world that global warming will eventually make this planet uninhabitable. And the sooner we begin to think about the realistic possibilities of colonizing places like the moon, the better. I only think about the fact that I'm on a deadbeat dad website when you know, a member of the media such as yourself brings it up. But it's not a concern to me. No, sir, not at this time.
Do you feel you owe the money?
If I could get back to talking about my book, I'd be very grateful.
No, I want to know, do you feel you owe $112,000?
No, I don't think that I owe anything to a woman who would just as soon use the child support money to buy herself a wig or a vacation with a boyfriend, her and her boyfriend.
Right. I have David G. Hall on the other line. I'm going to get him on. He is our vice president of syndication. Put him through, bud. I'm talking with Gary Garrett. Gary has authored the book, On to the Moon, Space and Other Colonies. And David, you are joining the program. Hello.
Phil, the reason why I jumped on is because I heard you asking this man about his child support problems. And while that is, as Mr. Garrett indicated, a good topic for another program, it's not appropriate for your program. I would ask you to be mindful of what your audience is interested in and not pursue this with this guest.
Well, the reason why I did is because when we were researching this afternoon, we found out, Bud found out, and Michelle, that he was on a Deadbeat Dad website.
It's got nothing to do with his book. And Mr. Garrett, please forgive me. I don't usually tell my hosts. No, it's all right. I think it's I don't think it's very good commentary when you have to come on and on the radio and tell your people how to conduct themselves. Well, I don't want to do it, but I'm telling my host, Mr. Hendry, to stick to the material of outer space and let's, you know, not talk about this Deadbeat Dad thing.
Well, is it not pertinent, given the fact that Mr. Garrett is proposing to make money?
Mr. Hendry, if you understood that what you're doing right now is exactly what my ex-wife wants. She wants you to talk about me being a deadbeat so that I can't pursue this vital work of mine on space colonization. And the reason why she doesn't want me to pursue it is because, like so many people, when Noah was building the ark, she doesn't want to look like a fool when I blast off or, you know, to put it into a very comic or broad description, when I blast off from Earth and she's stuck here. And the other thing, Phil, is more to the point, Mr. Garrett, is for you to be mindful of what the audience is interested in. Space and the colonization of space is fascinating. And
look at Mr. David, hold on for a minute. I know what my show's about.
I know you know what your show's about.
But I just wanted to say that I saw the fact that this man owes $112,000, is on a major Deadbeat Dad website, and I wanted to know why, you know, he's...
Well, you just ask him about his space book and forget about whether he owes money as a deadbeat dad, because you keep going down these roads with deadbeat dads, and if this is an agenda that the man has... Well, I don't know.
It's not an agenda. You're the one who's the deadbeat dad.
But you keep talking about it, and I'm directing you, as the head of this network... As the head of operations for your program, I'm directing you to drop the topic of Mr. Garrett's child support non-payment or whatever the issue may be and stick to the subject of his book, which is the moon colony. Thank you. Because it is untoward, I think, for you to ambush a man like this.
I don't think it was ambushing.
Well, you don't call it ambushing when you don't tell the guest what you're going to be talking about. You suddenly jump on him with this.
Well, and I've been used to this, Mr. Hall, from a number of different people who don't want the Project Moon, our Project Moon, to go ahead.
So I'm telling you, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, stick with the outer space and go into the moon or whatever this guy wants to do and not talk about his child support issues, please.
All right, I have to take a break.
Go ahead and take the break. When you come back, I want to hear exclusively about colonization of space. And I've got a lot of different things, Phil, I could give you concerning child support and how it does exploit men, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Forgive me for not giving our phone number out until now, but I wanted to... I had to bring that up because... And maybe I did ambush the guy, I don't know. He's on to talk about space... But when his face just popped up on a Deadbeat Dad website, the book is called On to the Moon, Space and Other Colonies, Gary Garrett. Mr. Garrett has researched this for the last 12 years, believes that the colonization of the moon is possible and that it is needed given the global warming that's taking place. But I will tell you that he appears on at least two State Department of Human Resources websites as a, quote, deadbeat dad, owing in the figure of $112,000. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to our show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. Mr. Gary Garrett is with me, the author of On to the Moon, Colonizing, if I get the right name of your book, it's On to the Moon, Space and Other Colonies. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Also with me is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for The Phil Hendry Show. And I'm well aware of the fact that you'd rather I not talk about Mr. Garrett's problems of non-payment. Do you admit that you don't pay child support?
Hold on, Mr. Garrett. I've asked you not to talk about that, Phil. And I really, Phil, would have to defer any questions on my non-payment of child support to a later time. There are reasons why I don't pay child support. It doesn't have to do with me not loving my children. It has more to do with the fact that my wife, ex-wife rather currently, is seeing someone who I don't approve of, a younger man. It is a statement on my virility.
I think you've talked about it enough, Mr. Garrett.
Well, I find that interesting.
What?
The statement on his virility that his ex-wife seeing a younger man, what's this got to do with his kids?
And I'm directing you not to talk about Mr. Garrett's child support non-payment anymore. I want to talk about this book this guy wrote on the moon. And I'm sure Mr. Garrett would.
Well, at this point, I want to say that I was ambushed by this, by Mr. Hendry, because I did not know that he would bring up that I'm on a Deadbeat Dad website. I was trying to tell people about my book, and what he's doing is robbing me of the opportunity to appear authoritative on account of my wife. And
well, let's say, and you're going to...
No, that's not robbing you of anything, sir, but I'll move on if you want. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Gary Garrett, On to the Moon, Space, and Other Colonies. I have Violet on the phone. Violet, go ahead.
You know, I think it's sort of silly that this guy is so worried about colonizing the moon when he can't even feed his kids here on Earth.
That's got nothing really to do with the work that I'm doing right now on our colonization project. We have identified, as have other scientists, a greenhouse effect, which is affecting really our environment, Violet, and not only my family, but your family as well.
If
the Earth becomes uninhabitable because of the atmosphere, then my kids won't be alive anyway. Neither will you.
Well, obviously, it doesn't seem like you care because you don't care about feeding them now anyway, so who cares?
Phil, this is David G. Hall, ma'am. I'm the Vice President of Syndication for Phil's show. And I know that you were on hold, and maybe you didn't hear me say, I don't want anybody talking about this.
No, I did hear that, but I think it's silly how preoccupied.
I'm right here.
Just so you know,
Would you tell the callers I don't want to talk about this?
Can I just hear what the lady has to say? Go ahead, Violet.
What I was going to say is, I just got off of work. I'm driving home. It's 8:30 at night. Why? Because I'm worried about feeding my kids, and I think he needs to put more interest in, forget about that he's jealous of this younger man, therefore he wants to starve his kids. Manly duty
to feed
his kids.
Exactly. And for the...
I thought I told you I don't want to talk about this.
The lady's making a point.
Mr. Henry, can I just jump in? If I could.
Well, Mr. Garrett, you don't have to talk about this. You came on to talk about the moon.
I want to say to this lady.
Yeah.
You say I'm starving my children.
Yeah, I do.
The person that's starving my children is my ex-wife, because she's decided to go out with a guy who's just out of college. And
What does that make me look like with your children's well-being?
Yeah,
I think you're robbing them.
How many steak dinners do you think she buys him because he's good in bed? Or how many?
God.
Look, I don't want to talk about this.
Well, hold on for a minute. Is that why you're not paying child support? Because your wife's going out with a younger guy?
And
because
she's having good sex? I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, you're robbing your kids of their well-being because she might be having good sex. Why don't you go out and have good sex?
Don't preoccupy yourself. Well, you know what, Violet? It's a very good point.
What?
But can I say something to you? I am going to have good sex.
Yeah.
Because when my book becomes a bestseller, and people recognize my work for the authoritative quality.
Let me ask you one thing. Once your book becomes the bestseller,
all over me like white on rice.
Okay, once your book becomes the bestseller, are you going to feed your kids then?
Can I interrupt for just a minute, Phil?
No, the lady asked a question.
So once your book is the bestseller, are you going to worry about your kids then? Are you going to feed them then?
I love my children. I think the child support money, all of a sudden, how come I got to mail a check for child support?
Mr.
Henry, the host of the show, I want to talk to you right now.
I'm listening to a lady respond.
I want to talk to you right now.
What?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you compensate these kids in other ways? I want to just ask the lady.
About the child
all right, if I keep hearing this child support subject being talked about when we should be talking about the moon and making the greenhouse gases, then every time I hear the child support, I've directed Bud Dickman to play a sound effect. Where is it, Bud? All right, you want to be on?
That is asinine.
Well, you want to be asinine? We can make this asinine.
Violet, go ahead with your comment to the gentleman.
Well, he still didn't answer the comment. I mean, the question is, once he's so successful and makes all this money, is he going to worry about his kids?
There it is. Go ahead, bud.
What does that mean?
She's still talking about child support.
No, I'm talking about the book. Once the book becomes successful,
you're sneaking it in.
I am?
All right. If you want to talk about his child support, then I want you to legitimately discuss colonizing space as well, because this is why the man's on.
Okay.
Well,
let me ask you this then. Once you figure out how to colonize the moon or whatever, are you going to involve your
kids? That's bullcrap. Hit it. Now, see, the moon or whatever, that doesn't make it. You've got to be...
What, is this a joke, man? Is this some kind of a joke?
No, it's not a joke. This man is on. If you guys want to talk about child support, fine. Put it in context of space exploration.
All right. When we colonize the moon, Mr. Garrett, will there be divorces up there? And if there are, will there be child support payments?
That's bullcrap.
Probably not.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with that?
Because you're making it. You're squeezing it in. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Well, let me answer Mr. Henry's question. Mr. Henry, there will be civil law on the moon as well as criminal law on the moon. There'll be penalties for lawbreakers, yes. And there will also be, obviously, we'll have an institution of laws and societal regulations. And that would include if people are living on the moon for long enough periods. Yes, there would be dissolution agreements for marriages. There would be child support agreements. I would tell you this. It is my plan, it is my fervent hope, that once we do colonize the moon, that I am able to administer it, that I would like to think that the civil authorities will entrust in me the ability to rule that colony. And so I will institute lower child support payments.
Oh, interesting.
See, this lady said, interesting, because she doesn't think I can be the ruler of the moon.
You know what the sad thing is?
What is that?
The sad thing is
there's nothing sad about
your book might be interesting.
Yes, it is.
Just you not paying to child support just does not...
The horn. She's saying child support.
It turns everybody off.
Well, the lady is right.
It turns everybody off to your book. That's the sad thing about it.
No, ma'am. When I become the ruler of... not the ruler of the moon, but when I'm allowed to administer the moon colony, I will lower child support payments.
Sir, if your child support payments are not just, then you should go to the court, reapply for lower payments. You should go to the court. What is with this horn?
What has that got to do with the moon?
You have to wait to colonize the moon.
I'm waiting because the laws here on Earth are usurious toward men who have suffered through a divorce, love their children, but frankly, they don't want to have a pump attached to their major veins and have all their blood drained as if I'm the victim of a vampire attack.
I just think your jealousy...
Child support!
You're letting your jealousy get in the way.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Once I establish my rule over the moon.
We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we are back with Gary Garrett, the author of the book, On to the Moon, Space and Other Colonies, and David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. Just shortly before we went on the air, Mr. Hall, is all I'm saying, is we found out that Mr. Garrett was on a Deadbeat Dad website.
That has nothing whatsoever to do with the topic of going into outer space. And if you take a poll among anybody, what would they rather hear about? Going on the moon or some guys with child support problems?
I mean, Mr. Hall, first of all, Mr. Hendry has violated the first rule of journalism, which is don't ambush a man. And ambushing me means that I was given to understand I would come on your program, Mr. Hendry.
That's true.
And talk about my book. Now, I got about 10 minutes into my interview with you, and you jumped out of the bushes, as they say, ambush, held me down on the ground, and it's like you and your friends took turns on me, okay, as you rolled me face down. And even though I tried to clench you off...
Oh, come on! 1-800-449...
What do you mean, oh, come on? That's exactly what you did to this man. It was like a locker room rape, the way this guy comes on your show to talk about outer space, and the next thing you know...
I'll tell you the reason why I wrote this book. I was inspired to start thinking about colonizing other planets when I thought about how my wife was going to sink her vampire teeth into my neck and drain me of every drop until they find me half-clothed on a bed, hanging off the side like you see in them vampire movies. That's what she's doing to me. And I'm trying to write a book so I can at least dream about living under a glass dome on another planet rather than that.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
I don't think I sound stupid at all. I'm talking about something that's right.
No, you sound like an idiot. Your wife's draining all the blood out of you, so you're going to live under a dome on the moon. Here is Patricia. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
He will find the statistics speaking that it's most often the woman who comes out of a divorce with less financial resources.
Patricia, I'm going to ask you a favor to speak right into the phone because you're fading in and out, and that generally happens when you've got a limiter on the phone. So if you talk right up into that receiver.
Oh, don't tell her what
sure
to
will.
Do.
Is this better?
If you get right up on the receiver, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay.
Statistics speaking...
That it is usually the woman who comes out of a divorce with fewer financial resources or responsibility for children.
What is with the horn?
Because she's talking about child support. I said we're talking about the outer space.
Well, Mr. Hall, it's all right because, like I said, first of all, you're saying statistically speaking a woman does what?
She comes out of the divorce with fewer financial resources and much more responsibility for child rearing.
Well, she has fewer resources.
Mr. Garrett, are you talking about child support? When I've gone, talk about being rolled over in the dirt and having him take turns. I went to the mat for you on your book.
Well, it seems very clear that Mr. Henry has an agenda, that he wants to talk about child support.
Well, I'm going to keep blowing the horn.
Will you stop it with the horn? I have a caller on and it is rude.
The caller's being rude for bringing it up. Ma'am?
Yes.
Patricia, this is David G. Hall. I'm the Vice President of Syndication. If you want to talk about child support, I would ask you to somehow work it into the topic of space colonization, please.
All right, I can do that.
Go ahead.
You feel that if you colonize the moon, that that's going to be far enough for you to run, not have to follow the legal aspects of your court case, not have to child support?
I'd like to answer that question. Patricia, it's a very good question. No, I don't think it's a far enough... place. I don't want to run. I am hoping, Patricia, that once the biospheric conditions are met and that we are able to create some kind of usable atmosphere on the moon, I am hopeful. Let me just finish my answer and then I'd love to hear what you have to say, but I am hopeful that the civil administration of the moon will be handed over to me, at which time I will begin to... Are you laughing?
Yes, I am.
What's funny about me running the moon?
Are you kidding, man? You owe $120,000 to your kids, and you're thinking about being the king of the moon, huh?
I didn't say king of the moon.
No, he wants to be the administrator and lower child support payments up there.
Well, ma'am, it's not happening on Earth. And if men go to the moon to get away from women like my wife, who thinks it's funny to go out with a guy that's 21, and I guess, you know, pardon my language, but hung like a stud mule, good for her.
Well, let me ask
good
you something.
God.
This is your, you two are divorced, is that correct?
Are you talking about Mr. Hollaby?
Yes, you
we were never married.
Wait a minute. No, the two, you're divorced from your wife, aren't you, Mr. Garrett?
Jesus H, are we still talking about this? When I get to the moon, then you'll see.
Are you divorced from your wife?
Yes, I am, ma'am. Of course I am.
And but you are now trying to control her actions.
No, I'm not.
Withholding child support.
And I'll tell you, that horn again.
You guys want to talk about it and not work it into space colonization? I have no choice.
I'll tell you something, Patricia, that I found out. That child support, okay, you don't, a man doesn't have to go to jail for not paying child. The only time that they'll put a guy in jail for not paying child support is if state money is being taken by the mother and the children. In other words, if they're on welfare. Did you know that?
I really wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. See, there's no teeth.
I never had that problem. You see, my ex-husband
pays.
There's. He never missed a child support payment.
He never missed one, or he never made one.
Never.
She said he never.
Child support payment.
Didn't you tell the host he's dead?
My second husband had passed away.
Right. So it probably killed him having to make all those payments.
All right. Look, the point is, guys that don't pay child support rarely go to jail. I don't know why, but they rarely go to jail. It's a crime against children, but they don't go to jail. The only time a guy that doesn't pay child support is when the guy is. What are you with that horn?
Are you going to go on now on a soapbox on this? What happened to the? We were going to talk about the moon. This guy said he'll go to the moon. He'll become the ruler of the moon and lower down, or not be the ruler of the moon. Is that what you?
Now, I don't want it to sound like it's some kind of a Dick Tracy episode, but yes, I hope that civil administration is turned over to me. And one of the first acts that I would.
You hope that civil administration of the dome on the moon is yours.
You know, Mr. Henry, for the way you're treating.
No, let me ask.
For the way you're for the way you're treating me. You deserve what's about to happen.
What an animal. All right, look, Patricia, I got to run. 1-800-449-8686. What an animal.
I'm an animal. You're the one who laughs at me when I said that I want to be the king of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he laughing? Yeah, I can tell he's laughing. I know when Henry's laughing. He gets all quiet. He tries to cover it up. So you're laughing why, Mr. Henry?
Sir, don't you believe that the time when we will have a biosphere dome on the moon that is inhabitable is very, very far off?
Well, I'm hoping that it's not, Mr. Henry, because the global warming of our planet and the reality that this planet will be uninhabitable is getting ever closer. And my wife runs around like a chicken with his head sawed off because I'm not paying child support. What difference does it make if the kids don't have no child support if they're breathing ammonia noxious gases and living in the land of the dinosaurs? I mean, because that's what we're headed. That's what's going to, you know.
All right. Let's go to another phone call. Adam, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I
hi, sir.
Quick question. Man to man with this guy.
Yes, sir.
All right. I pay $1,800 a month in child support. I make $32,000 a year.
Are we going with the horn again?
Hold on, gentlemen.
Sir, are you there? Do you have any comment on space colonization?
Yes, I do.
Well, go ahead.
I agree. You can discover this moon stuff and take over. But
who is
going to respect a man who can't even support his own kids?
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to be the ruler of the moon?
How can you gain responsibility and respect from people if you can't even take responsibility of your own kids?
Because, sir, I feel that I will be able to gain respect and responsibility on the moon on account of I've lowered the child support payments for the men.
What about
why? Why? Because you don't want to pay it?
I want to pay it, but...
Then why don't you?
Well, there's something about paying child support to a wife who is running around dancing at clubs with a 20-year-old guy that...
Okay.
You know, can I speak? You said man-to-man, let's be man. That really...
That's fun.
Really frost my ass. And
this has got nothing to do with your wife, sir. It's the money for your kids. The kids are entitled to the lifestyle of their parent. They're entitled to the lifestyle of their father. And these children can benefit immensely from that.
I give them ice cream. I give them everything. I got them on weekends.
Wow,
what happened to you?
Ice
well,
cream.
When the kids are with
you
me.
You give your kids ice cream?
Sir, when the kids are with me on the weekends, there's nothing that they are denied. Nothing.
Okay.
I've been busy working on my moon book.
Yeah, how I'll bet you have.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, sir?
How much do you make a year?
Well, right now, with the deal that I just signed with Penguin, well, I got a $3 million advance.
Okay.
Holy God.
Well,
okay,
hold on.
How much is your monthly child support?
I have five children, comes to $2,500.
Big deal, man. $500 a month for a kid.
Hey, you know what, Mr. Henry? I got a $3 million advance, but you guys think that's big money. Guess what? If I don't sell the books, I got to pay it back.
Okay, I understand that. Look, I make $32,000 a year right now in Phoenix, Arizona. That's pretty hard to live on. I owe $1,800.
This is way out of control. I haven't heard anybody mention moon.
Moon!
Thank you.
Moon, okay, on the moon. On the moon, when you discover this new everything on the moon.
You know, Adam, you can laugh at me now, but when I'm the man you got to come see on the moon to get your water turned on.
And I will pay my child support. If I had the moon, I'll pay it.
There we go again. Man, this child support thing.
I got to take a break, okay?
Yeah, thank God.
Hey, Adam, thank you.
Yes.
And by the way, Adam, thank you for paying your child support, brother.
I appreciate it. I love you.
Thanks very much, sir.
Oh, really? Kissing up to the guy, huh? Yeah, he kisses up.
When I become king of the moon. How about that guy? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry talking with Gary Garrett, author of Onto the Moon, Space and Other Colonies. And he wanted to talk about colonizing space because of global warming. But we found out the guy is on a deadbeat dad website. He owes $112,000 in child support. And the program director of my radio show, Mr. Hall, is on. Every time we talk about child support, he starts honking the fun horn. That's what I call censorship. 1-800-449-86.
I'll blow it out your rear end.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I know that. I'm here with Gary Garrett and David G. Hall. Mr. Garrett's book is called Onto the Moon, Space and Other Colonies. Mr. Hall is on the program and has, I have to say, Mr. Hall, you've insisted on being on this program because of your administrative position with my show to control the content of this show.
No, I'm not trying to control the content. This gentleman was on to talk about a book about he wants to have a house on the moon or whatever he says. No, it's not a house. It's a colony. Now, I want you to hear something. When you hear this sound, I don't want to hear any more about child support. All you guys have talked about is child support. From the minute you brought up that Mr. Garrett owes this figure, and you don't even know if that's a correct figure.
This is on the state's Department of Human Resources website, on their Deadbeat Dad website. $112,000.
Well, I can tell you that that's inflated. If you put that into, and again, you're going to laugh, but if you converted that into moon dollars, that would...
What do you mean, moon dollars, man? We're not even on the moon yet.
I'm saying that this kind of outrage would be changed through the civil administration of Colony 12. And
what is Colony 12?
If you read his book, that is what he will call the initial stage of colonization of the moon, Colony 12.
Why Colony 12?
Why? Well, because it has a very official sound to it.
All right, let me get to some phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. Kendra, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kendra?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes?
Hi.
Oh, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard your show.
But
if I want
to make
out,
sure
I'm on
the record,
cell phone.
Mr. Hendry, the child support that I owe is not $112,000.
That's what the state of California says it is. Go ahead, Kendra.
Hi. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just shocked. I was shocked, actually, that this guy was on the radio, and when I heard that he was signed by Penguin Books, I thought, wow, what is this world coming to? We have somebody like Bush running the country, and then we have this guy who comes across as a nutcase and should be signed by Penguin Books. I don't understand that. I'm sorry.
Well,
Mr. Garrett,
let me explain to you, Kendra. It's a publishing company.
The only way you can deal with it is by having these ridiculous fantasies that you'll be running the moon.
Well, Kendra, did you vote for John Kerry?
I don't think that that has anything to do with this.
So you didn't vote at all, and that's a good thing because on the moon, we're
actually,
not going
I
to require.
Actually, I was a Cinch fan, and when he wasn't in, I wasn't interested.
I'm sorry, you were who fan?
Cinch. Dennis?
Why did we get the fun horn?
You guys aren't talking about the moon now. Now, hold on for a minute. I want to tell Kendra something. On the moon...
And by the way, the program director must also have a small man complex. I can't imagine why he feels the need to honk his horn.
I'll tell you why, Kendra. Because Mr. Henry is ambushing this journalist. Now, hold on. I wanted to say, on the moon, women will not be required to involve themselves politically. So I won't have to listen to your big mouth, will I?
Kendra,
now,
hold on. Hold on, Kendra. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Lori, go ahead. You're on The Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I would like to tell this Mr. Moon idiot a few things.
My name isn't Mr. Moon. My name is Gary Garrett.
Mr. Gary Garrett, I would like to say a few things to you.
I'm going
to
rule the moon someday.
I am a child. I am a woman that was a child of a man who did not pay child support.
How did you know?
This has nothing to do with the fact
when
that
I rule the moon,
wife...
When I rule the moon, you won't be allowed
Phil
up there.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for